You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call, because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
We in here, man. Holidays, weekends. Trying to take over.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in DMV.
What's going on, everyone? It's your boy, C. Marty Fit. And we back here with another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Just a quick update. Had another great week. Definitely had a strong start to the year. January is ending amazing for me. I hope the same for you. Last week's episode, I got some great feedback. You know, people were loving it. I got some, you know, got a lot of engagement on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. And speaking of YouTube, I posted a YouTube short last night. Quick little clip from last week's episode. And I got haters, so I'm doing something right. You know, I'm doing something right. So this guy, he commented on my video, and I'll add the YouTube short in this full video here. But here we go. I'm looking at the comment now. So comment if you're watching on YouTube, you can see it. I'll read it real quick for anybody listening on Apple Podcasts. Not insecure at all. I'm not putting my woman in situations to cheat. It's called establishing boundaries. So pretty much last week, I talked about men being scared to send their girlfriends to male trainers. And people got different opinions on that. But this guy here, this clearly insecure. You think you're about to send your girl to a trainer, so that's a situation to cheat? That's putting her in a situation to cheat? Like, come on, bro.
Wait a minute. You.
Who is this guy? Like, when I look at my comments and I feel like,
wait a minute, who are you?
That means I'm doing something right. So I say all that to say thank you for the support. I appreciate it. That comment was crazy to me. So with all that being said, let's get to today's episode. So today's episode, man, yeah, it's crazy how I never run out of content. It's crazy how I never run out of content. The internet ceases to. The internet's very consistent, and it's crazy. I just thought about another piece of comment, a content I need to show y'all. I need to put it on my laptop right now before I forget it. Before I get into the episode, I'm just gonna upload this picture real quick. But so there was this lady on TikTok who pretty much she compared a 300-pound offensive lineman in the NFL to Lizzo, and was basically saying if men support these offensive linemen, it should be okay for women to support Lizzo. So this is two different type of 300 pounds, right? It's it's completely different. So I'm gonna pull up the video. Come on, this picture's not loading. There we go. All right, I'm gonna pull up this video. I don't want to call her an idiot, but she's just uninformed. This lady's really uninformed. She doesn't know how sports work. Division I sports, Division II, Division III. And we're not even professional. That's just a whole nother level. So let's play the video.
Men will argue up and down that there's no way that Lizzo is in shape, then turn on the TV and watch their favorite 300-pound offensive lineman play a two-hour game. Not see the parallels. Just an observation.
All right. First off, we're just going to... You don't even have to watch a full NFL combine. Just turn on the highlights. You turn on the highlights and see these guys. You see these NFL prospects. They're doing sprints. They're doing 40-yard dashes. They're agile. They're doing vertical jump tests. They're quick. They're super strong. They can lift 400, 500 pounds, bench, squat. And not to mention just to be an offensive lineman, you highly skilled. I mean, it takes years to get to the NFL level. It's like these guys have played since, you know, maybe, you know, 8, 9, 10 years old, maybe some even younger than that. It takes a lot to get there, you know. So I think a lot of people, most people didn't play sports. I'm coming to realize that. So they don't realize what goes into getting to the highest level. And me playing, I played at the Division I mid-major, and I saw that. So I can't even tell you what it is to be a high major and then go on to the pros from that. You know, so me being a Division I basketball player, I went to school at Marshall University, which is, you know, like a top-tier mid-major Division I school. They sent people to the NFL, a couple famous people, Randy Moss, Chad Pennington. So, I mean, I went to school with guys that were in the NFL. And, you know, these guys lived in my dorm. I was friends with them. We ate in the calf together. You know, I spent a lot of time with these dudes. And I'm telling you, like, massive. Like, just freaks of nature, just like specimens. I mean, it can't compare to Lizzo. You know, like, it's not the same type of 300 pounds. And I remember specifically, like, some of my friends, like, their coaches would tell them, like, hey, you got to gain 20, 30 pounds over the summer. And, like, they had to eat. Like, you got to eat so much food to be that size. And, I mean, they just force-feeding these guys. And even myself, when I got to college, a little off topic, I got to college, I was 170 pounds. I was skinny. Like, people see me now, they think I always look like this. And, no, I've put on a lot of muscle. I had to put on 20 pounds of muscle just to step on the court and still sat on the bench. But for real, man, these guys put in work. Like, y'all got to respect that. And even my senior year of high school, we played against Bishop Gorman, a school from Las Vegas. Live game on ESPN. And one of the guys on Bishop Gorman was Ronnie Stanley, who's currently on the Baltimore Ravens. He was playing basketball at the time, and I went up there for a dunk. And my man, he ain't even hit me hard, but he hit me out of the air. I fell down, had a concussion. But I don't think these dudes realize how strong they are. And it's a different type of 300 pounds. And, like, you can look at Lizzo here. I'm going to pull up a picture of Lizzo. And listen, when I talk about Lizzo, I'm not being a phobic. I'm not doing this to talk down on obese, fat people. Listen, I'm just pointing it out. I'm pointing out that there's a difference, all right? Y'all ain't about to try to cancel me, okay? Because I got, at the end of the day, I got family members that are fat. I got friends that are fat. I got clients that are fat. And I show all of them love. I treat them like regular human beings. I treat them like I treat anybody else, all right? So before I start going on this podcast, I want to make that super clear. Because the haters are out there trying to get me canceled. And I ain't even blow up yet. All right? I'm going to blow up because y'all keep supporting me. But here, let's pull up this picture of Lizzo. Boom. Right there. You know, and Lizzo's really, she shows her body off. And listen, I ain't got a problem with it. Do your thing, girl. She got more money than me, so she doing something right. But if you see, man, like, you could just see the cellulite and the excess fat on her. And, you know, a lot of these offensive linemen, they might be 300 pounds, but they're ripped. They're ripped. Look at these dudes in the combine. Look at these dudes on the field. I mean, these dudes are just specimens. Almost, in my eyes, they almost, like, built like superheroes, you know, to an extent. So, but yeah, you can see it right there, man. I'm not going to go in too much on her, but you get the picture. So it's just different, man. Respect these professional athletes, all right? So that was I'm just gonna play that nonsense one more time. Let's hear it one more time.
Men will argue up and down that there's no way that Lizzo is in shape, then turn on the TV and watch their favorite 300-pound offensive lineman play a 2-hour game. Not see the parallels. Just an observation.
Also, before I move on, Lizzo, I know she at one point, you know, I don't keep up with her. I know at one point she attempted to work out, and there was this whole thing, and she was talking about she didn't want to work out to change her image. She worked out to make herself feel good, and remember I said that for later in the podcast. Lizzo attempted to work out to make herself feel good, and all this other stuff, and it just, I don't know. It just doesn't make sense to me. And then a couple weeks ago, I heard she got a BBL, apparently. Yo, if again with the, I keep bringing up body positivity every week. Again with the body positivity, if you're just so content and happy with your life and the way you look and your lifestyle, why are you going to all these alternatives to try to do some different stuff? Why? I don't understand that. Clearly something's wrong and you feel some type of way about yourself. That's it. Lizzo got all this empowerment, all this support. Why is she getting a BBL? All right? That's all I got to say on that. So, moving on. We have another wild video. So, let's go ahead. Let's pull this one up. Let's pull this second video up.
If you are losing weight because you want to feel better, be in less pain, be healthier, all of these things, that's fat-phobic.
Bruh. Listen. I know I've gone in on this topic multiple times. But at the end of the day, you're in charge of your life. You're in charge of it. If you decide to live that lifestyle, if you decide to make those food choices, if you decide to not be active, if you decide to live a sedentary lifestyle, that's fine. It's fine. That's the decisions you make. Like, you can't be upset about the consequences that come out about that. You know, if you decide to be fat, people are going to point it out. And this is what I truly feel, because I brought this tweet up a couple weeks ago about a girl who got mad at me on Twitter for talking about protein pancakes. And, you know, a lot of people like myself who create content to try to help people live better lifestyles, healthier lifestyles, change their weight, change their body, change the way they feel, change everything about themselves. You know, because there are people out here who want to do it. That's who my content is aimed at. When these fat people insert themselves in my content and they want to respond and they feel triggered or something. A lot of times, I'm not even trying to trigger you, but they feel triggered about something I wrote. When you insert yourself there and you decide to insult me, you can't get mad that I insult you back. That's just human. That's human nature, you know. Or if I block you, you can't get mad at that. You call me ugly. You call me stupid. You threaten me with bullets because I'm trying to help people. I'm going to say something back to you. More than likely, I'm going to say something back to you. And I don't always say something. I usually just block people. But you catch me on the right day, I'm right at you. And, you know, this is the example of it. You go on here and you try to make us feel bad because we're trying to help the world.
If you are losing weight because you want to feel better, be in less pain, be healthier, all of these things, that's fat-phobic.
And then he's saying, if this, if that, da-da-da-da. What are people? What are you supposed to lose weight for? Like, I'm genuinely concerned. If you're not losing weight for them reasons, what are you supposed to be losing weight for? He didn't give any reasons. And that's just guilt. That's just him feeling some type of way because he doesn't have the discipline. He doesn't have the focus to lose weight. I guarantee if he could wake up, feel better, and feel more confident about how he looks in the mirror and do that with a snap without putting that work in and changing his lifestyle, he'd do it in a heartbeat. That's how most of these people are. It doesn't fail. I've seen it a thousand times. And it's crazy because when I'll run into a client like at the store or, you know, out at a restaurant or something, and they just automatically, I'm in the gym, I'm trying my, listen. You stop training with me, it's okay. I don't hate you. I'm going to still be nice to you. You ain't got to explain what you're doing or what you're trying to do right now. It's all right. It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. So clearly, they still want to change because they're trying to convince me that they want to change. So, hey, it is what it is, man. I'm going to keep doing what I do. I'm going to keep helping folks. All right. Third video. Insane. I had to watch this like 18 times back to back to back. I'm not joking. I couldn't believe this. So let's get it.
is not like racism, it is racism. Anti-fatness is rooted in anti-blackness. And the reason why people are pursuing thinness is because they're pursuing proximity to whiteness. The reason why people hate fat people is because people hate black people. And appearing curvier, bigger is associated with blackness, especially black women. And that's why they're discriminated in the workplace, overly sexualized. And this has gone back for centuries and centuries. All systems of oppression, capitalism, sexism, racism, it all comes back to white supremacy, which is the foundation of the fabric of America and rules every sector and aspect of our society.
Bro, what? What? Yo. People are losing their minds. People are losing their minds. First thing I thought about this. How is pointing out this obesity, pointing out fat people, how is this anti-black when majority of our obese country is white? There's so many more white people than black people in this country. There are obese white people too. How is that anti-black? What sense are you making? The deflection is getting out of hand. The lack of accountability is getting out of hand. And the more these people are praised and empowered, the more our country is going to continue to be obese. This is ridiculous. And then again, here we go with all you point out somebody's fat, or you point out that, you know, you want to help somebody. Here come all the isms and the ists and all that. I ain't got time for it, man. I can't stop this stuff from coming on my timeline. If people send me stuff, well, I actually ought to send me stuff, but I mean, this is ridiculous. Hold on, I'm going to play it one more time.
This is not like racism, it is racism. Anti-fatness is rooted in anti-blackness. And the reason why people are pursuing thinness is because they're pursuing proximity to whiteness. The reason why people hate fat people is because people hate black people. And appearing curvier, bigger is associated with blackness, especially black women. And that's why they're discriminated in the workplace, overly sexualized. And this has gone back for centuries and centuries. All systems of oppression, capitalism, sexism, racism, it all comes back to white supremacy, which is the foundation of the fabric of America and rules every sector and aspect of our society.
Listen, I'm a black man. I'm proud to be black, and in no way, shape, or form would I ever put down another race, especially I wouldn't do it on my YouTube. I ain't trying to be white, bro. I'm not trying to be white. I don't want to be fat. It's not because I want to be chasing whiteness. Like, what the? Oh my god, this is crazy, bro. This is crazy, yo. And we gotta stop associating curves. Okay, I'm sorry. Let me rewind that. I understand that that black people, you know, genetically, our women are curvier than other races, you know. But we gotta stop associating fatness and obesity with our race. We gotta stop that. That's absolutely unacceptable. Unacceptable. We have some of the most talented, gifted, and athletic athletes in multiple sports. Football, basketball, gymnastics, baseball. We got hockey players, track runners. We gotta stop that. Our people are not just naturally obese. Like, when black babies are born, they don't just come out the womb obese. That's crazy. You hear people talk about this genetic bullshit. Like, no, you feeding a kid too much. The kid don't see his mom eating broccoli and string beans and lean protein. So the kid's not going to eat that. Or he doesn't see his dad eating that. So the kid's not going to eat that. We got to stop associating this bullshit with our race. You know, as a black man with fit family members, I seen my mom, you know, my mom was 200 pounds at one point. I seen her work her ass off to lose, you know, 50, 60 pounds. I watched it. You know, it's possible. I got, you know, if you follow me at the gym, I'm going to plug in the picture of my uncle. I call him my uncle. He's a close family friend. You, Tim, man, 61 years old. He'll be 61 this year, you know, and I saw Tim Man was, what, 270 pounds at one point, and he's gotten down. He's about 180 pounds now, a lean machine. I've seen people change their lives. I will never accept obesity and fatness being associated with black people. It's blasphemy. It's ridiculous. And there's fat people of all races in this country. There's Latinas, Latinos, black people, white people, Asians, Indians. There's obese people of every nationality, every race. And I understand that, you know, black people, statistically, we are the most unhealthy people. So people like me and knowing that I help mostly black people every day, it's sad. It saddens me. And I want to help. So that's ridiculous. And this video is crazy. Let me just play one more last time because I'm off this. I'm sick of her.
It's not like racism. It is racism. Anti-fatness is rooted in anti-blackness. And the reason why people are pursuing thinness is because they're pursuing proximity to whiteness. The reason why people hate fat people is because people hate black people. And appearing curvier, bigger is associated with blackness, especially black women. And that's why they're discriminated in the workplace, overly sexualized. And this has gone back for centuries and centuries. All systems of oppression, capitalism, sexism, racism, it all comes back to white supremacy, which is the foundation of the fabric of America and rules every sector and aspect of our society.
Listen, man, if she get on the treadmill, she ain't gonna feel that way. she run a couple miles and do some squats, she ain't gonna feel that way. Eat some chicken breasts with some with some asparagus, she ain't gonna feel like that, bro. It's insane. And what's crazy is you never see fit people talking like this, because when you get fit, your whole mindset changes. Your whole mindset is different. All that shit is out the window. You never see no fit people talking like this. You only see obese people. I can see in her face that she is obese. She does not work out. All right. Man, this is crazy, man. It's crazy. I come up with new content every week. All right, and then lastly, man, I saw this on Twitter, man. I saw this on Twitter. I don't know if it's real. I don't know if they're trolling. But apparently there's an all-big girl Hooters. You know, that's the new thing. There's an all-big girl Hooters. And Hooters, listen, I don't even know if there's a Hooters around here. I've been to Hooters before. They had one. They used to have one at college. We used to go, and the wings are good there, so. Yo, it's crazy. This obesity is being, I don't think it was ever not accepted, but, you know, I see them changing things. Like I did the episode on the Disney movie, and you know, it's really sad because, you know, these people gonna wish they took better care of themselves when something happens. Like, yo, I had a client text me today, and she was like, she stopped training with me last year. She was like, man, ever since I stopped training with you, she was like, I gained 40 pounds. Da-da-da, I did this and that, this and that, this and that. And it's crazy because, and I wasn't, you know, I'm never trying to be mean to anybody, but sometimes I got to be honest. And she was asking me what she should eat. And I was like, have you tried exercising regularly? Like, real talk. She was like, nah. I said, well, let's start with exercising regularly. Let's start with that. Like, you're not doing anything. So, yes, you're going to gain weight. She already was big when she came to me. Yes, you're going to gain weight. And so then she was like, all right, so for breakfast, I'm going to do a protein shake. Da, 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 da. And I'm like, before you worry about a protein shake, let's get some actual healthy foods in your system. Let's start with a healthy breakfast or a healthy lunch. Let's get you eating on a schedule. I understand that you're busy, but you got to figure out a way to eat. And it's crazy because a lot of people don't have the common sense that the exercise and the healthy eating is needed. And it's just it's crazy that people don't get it. And it's, at this point, it's like half of our country that's obese, and that's crazy. So half of the country hates seeing Marty fit. That half of the country hates less brunches, more crunches. Crazy, man. My homegirl used to work at Hooters, and she said they used to make her get on the scale. Like, If they do that now, they probably shut Hooters down. They will have protests outside of Hooters if they do that. So you can't even be honest with people. You can't even, you know, a business that built its name off of having smaller, petite, attractive women. And I'm not saying big women ain't attractive. Let me stop there before y'all cancel me. But a business that built its name off of having small, petite, attractive women, they can't even operate their business the same. It's ridiculous. So, with all that being said, man.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Oh my God, I love my soundboard. Oh my goodness, let's play all of them.
I'm gonna prove to you why white people are the reason I'm fat today.
See, fat phobia is rooted in racism.
All excuses. None of them tried to change their lifestyle. It's crazy. All obese people saying this stuff. It's crazy, man. So look, I appreciate y'all tuning in. Definitely appreciate the support. Keep sending me videos. Keep leaving comments, liking the videos. All that stuff, man. We're going to keep this podcast going. And I'm going to find some more foolery for y'all next week. And with that being said... Another episode of the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. See y'all next week. We out.
Honestly, I mean, they're one of the best friends in D&B.